Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday of Lent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
So have you gotten started for Lent? Thought about what you're going to do?
If you were here for Ash Wednesday, we really reflected on why we do what we do for Lent. And I think it was a good start for people, a powerful start. But if you weren't, we'll continue the same message, reflect a little bit why. And I think it's very important, because if you don't know why, I see the Lenten practices, people start, they do things, and then after a while, they peter off. And that's okay. It's okay to realize on our own, we can't do this. Because Lent is really about asking for help. But what are you thinking of doing for Lent? I suggest, well, in our Catholic community, we're going to encourage, we have our theme this year is Beyond Chocolate. We're going to do something more. And in fact, I said on Ash Wednesday, sometimes it's not even good giving up chocolate. I had a friend who was studying theology, and she gave up chocolate and became very moody and something, you know, she's studying theology, so I brought her Teresa of Avila, said, you know, God is good, and God and chocolate is even better. And even more so, someone else gave up coffee, and he terrorizes housemates. Your Lenten practices help you in your relationship to God and others. So if it's affecting other people, then you need to re-strategize. So what are we going to do for Lent? The first thing, answer why the Lenten practices, opportune on Valentine's Day. It's about love. It's about love. So I'm going to invite everyone to think. If you're an undergraduate student, you can think of your classes. If you have some time since undergraduate, you have to use your imagination. Okay, well, imagine we're back in college. We're in class. You're in class, and there's someone attractive in your class, okay? Someone attractive in your class, and yeah, they're cute and everything, but also when they talk, they're really smart. There's something really beautiful about this person. Really smart, but also kind, too. Oh, this is a really attractive person. Then you find out, you get a note, or your friend tells you, they want to ask you out. How do you respond? Well, oh, heck yeah, you're going to go on a date with them. You say yes, right? All the undergraduates of the last mass were nodding. Yes, it's true. Well, this is how God loves you. God loves you. Someone attractive, and a lot of people want to respond to that love. But it's a little hard. Someone at the last mass told me, well, I feel that, but to respond, I kind of feel like I pray to God all day long, you know, like in little ways all day. I said, well, once again, compare that example. If someone wanted to go on a date with you, would you say, well, I'll chat with you a little bit on the phone, a little message here and there, but I don't really have time to go out for dinner. I don't have time for a date. Would you say, like, that's true. If it was someone really attractive, we'd make some time. Make time. So the first thing to know that God loves you. And then think of someone that's special to be around. Someone that's special, you love sharing with them. You love sharing what's going on in your life. You don't even really have to talk about anything, but just tell about your day, your week, where they're going. And you feel yourself becoming more alive when there's someone that really gets you. Isn't that true? We can look to married couples and people that have had longer relationships. Someone that really gets you, helps you come alive. Isn't that true? That love is totally supportive. That's how God wants to support you. And so the response to that love, so making some time to spend with God, actually would make you come alive. That invitation to respond, that is what the invitation to prayer is. Prayer is an invitation for God's love. When you begin with that love, it changes everything. There's that beautiful prayer, fall in love with God. Fall in love and it changes everything. It'll get you up in the morning, get your work done, and make time for prayer. Fall in love and it'll be change everything. Now, will it be difficult to love God who's unseen? Will it be difficult? Yes. Jesus shows us in the gospel today that there's temptations. Even Jesus, who wants to spend that time, Jesus driven by the Spirit, which is the Spirit, the love of God, to spend that time with God. And he's tempted. He's tempted to stay away from that love of God. You know, the devil is really the original hater, one that doesn't want you to be in love, doesn't want you to receive that love. And he'll try to do everything. He shows in Jesus, try to do everything to distract you from the love of God. So that hater will say, I'll give you other pleasurable things. Other pleasurable things to distract you. You don't need a lover. Here's love with no strings attached. Here's images of attractive people. I love this quote from the Pope. This cute Pope said, you know, the problem with pornography, it doesn't show too much. What? It shows too little. It doesn't show the beauty of that person. People are beautiful when you see who they are. Then you start seeing the reality of them. To see more is what's beautiful. But the hater will keep trying to trick you. You don't need love. You're going to be famous on your own. You're going to do things. You're going to become powerful. You're going to influence millions of people. You don't need this. But you can resist these temptations if you follow Jesus and follow Jesus' example. I love that even the devil tried to use Scripture and twist to try to test him. Well, it says this, God will keep you safe. And Jesus kept coming back to the real sense of Scripture. The sense of Scripture that God loves you, and you don't need to put God to the test. Just surround yourself with that love. Keep coming back to Scripture. You can use any Scripture that helps you understand that. Father Xavier loves the Scripture. He says, you are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased. You take that one. Or, God so loves the world that he gave his Son. Make that your own. God so loves you that he gave you Jesus. Make that Scripture to keep yourself. Resist any temptations to not feel like you can receive that love. God so loves you that he gave you his Son. If you spend time in prayer with that love, you will come alive. I guarantee you it. We've been practicing. We have students here in the Catholic community trying to develop that prayer, and it transforms their life. We have the first permanent community started up a prayer group now for Lent, and starting a prayer group, so beautiful. People with a little more experience, and their prayer is powerful. I'll tell some stories, I guess I'll probably get in trouble. But I said, her husband said, boy, that women's group is very powerful prayer group. If you want to learn how to pray, because the men's have a prayer group as well, we're going to come and start encouraging each other to pray. We're going to have groups praying together this year and next year, developing this more and more. This is what our Catholic community, Father Xavier leading that, to get all of us experiencing God's love. But now in a special way at Lent, we want to invite each of you to make that, even if we haven't started in the prayer groups for everyone yet, to do this together. We're going to make time for prayer each day. Someone said, what if you take 1% of your day and make that prayer? 14 minutes and 24 seconds, but we'll round it up to 15 minutes. 15 minutes of prayer a day. One student even said, you know, as a reminder to do that, I'm going to make a little bracelet. Made a little bracelet here, and it has imprinted, just in the cardinal red, it's imprinted 1% for the Lord. So as you're working, you're typing on your keyboard, texting on your phone, writing, you look at that and said, 1% for the Lord. I'll make some time to pray. And when you make your prayer, you turn it over. You turn it over and it says, live Jesus in our hearts. That time for prayer to experience Jesus, that transformation in your heart. Live Jesus in your hearts. And this is a saying that Father Xavier loves. Live Jesus in your hearts, and his response is forever. So if you take this 1% challenge, you wear your bracelet and you pray and you see it, live Jesus in our hearts, don't be surprised if Father Xavier walks up, forever! He'll yell at you, what? That response, you know, we start sharing it. We're going to have after Mass, sign up for this prayer, challenge and encouragement. We'll have even 2 or 3 emails a week to help, to prime those pumps for praying, how to pray, some encouragement, what are some prayers, what are some different ways of prayer, and have different people in the community share that. So I hope in this Lent, you make time to respond to God's love. Say yes. Say yes to that invitation to experience God's love. Say yes to that prayer 1% of your day, 15 minutes to pray. Say yes to God's love, Jesus who comes here in this Mass. Say yes and live Jesus in our hearts. And we say in response, forever. One more time, live Jesus in our hearts forever.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the 3rd floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.